Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Business innovation centres house startups. They provide the desks, Wi-Fi, meeting rooms and strong coffee for those late night work sessions. They also provide an environment of entrepreneurial spirit and cooperation. Companies based in a key group of centres, collectively known as Irish BICS, earned €35 million in seed funding last year. But is that enough to propel firms with a decent potential into the big league, or are they simply looking for someone to buy them out? Martin Murray is the chief executive of Further, which is a business innovation centre, and the chair of Irish BICS. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for having me.
What is the difference between a business innovation centre and an industrial estate?
Oh, well, I don't know too much about industrial estates, but I guess they provide some real estate for companies. A business innovation centre is very, very different. Certainly, we provide space and all of the facilities that go with that. But much more importantly, we provide a whole range of supports, advisory supports, access to funding supports, connectivity with your peers and investor supports.
So that's the key bit, is it's the kind of mentoring bit that you guys do. How do you provide that mentoring, given the fact that some of these startups will come in with really specific skill sets that you guys may not have?
Well, that is true, but you would be incredibly surprised at how specific we can get. So in the Irish Business Innovation Centres, we're about 40 people full time, but we also work with a cohort of about 40 consultants, typically serial entrepreneurs who've been around the block many times.
And do you keep them on the books so you can text them if you need something?
They're on speed dial, and many of them are doing it really just to give back to the industry. They love doing what they do. It's a real privilege for us all to work with founders. They're so passionate about what they do, so committed to what they do. But that's not to say it's easy for them. Mm. One of the biggest challenges that a founder has is they don't know what they don't know. Yeah. So to have the opportunity to be able to speak to a serial entrepreneur, perhaps from your very sector, who's been there, done that, is incredibly impactful for those founders. And it's really the key way that we deliver for them.
Is the physical, i.e. being in the same room and building as these founders, entrepreneurs, creative thinkers, is that absolutely essential to what you guys do? Because a lot of people work from home, and I'm just wondering, what would you guys bring, other than the mentoring that we've already discussed, that they wouldn't be able to do in their own front room with a laptop?
Yeah, of course. People are engaged in hybrid working. And if you're a software entrepreneur, there is a great deal that you can do from home. But I would point to the fact that there's something called a founder bias. That is, if you spent a year or more in your garden shed or your spare bedroom developing your software, you're probably inclined to think that it's the greatest thing that's ever existed.
Because you've bounced it off nobody.
And in fact, it's necessary that you do in order to keep your motivation going. Mm. But that's exactly the problem. You haven't bounced it off anyone. Mm. And the tough love that our mentors deliver to our clients is to ask the hard questions and to validate some of the, encourage them to validate some of the assumptions they've made. Will people actually buy this? How much will they pay for it? How frequently will they purchase it? Why will they buy it? Just to make sure you haven't developed a superb solution,
which is already out there,
or for which there isn't actually a problem.
Oh, I see. Okay. It is a Darwinian life, yes. i.e. survival of the fittest. For every 10 companies that might pass through your doors, how many will still be going in 5 years?
Yeah. So for those founders who do seek support and engage with the many supports that are in the system, the survival rate is about 80% after 5 years. Mm. If you're a founder who's inclined to not seek any supports and completely go it alone, that's inverted. It's about 20% after 5 years.
Well, best of luck at the Dublin Tech Summit. And I know you're speaking in that in 2 weeks on the 27th of May. Thanks so much. That's Martin Murray, the CEO of Further and the chair of Irish BICS.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.